hotels just in the continental United States. Just a handful of hotels have won the award. Very proud of the individual property. The product is just, as you well know, Stephen, the product shows beautifully. I guess you can still get your money's worth for $5 million these days.
It shows that we walk in, and this is like a downtown property. You go look at the lobby, beautiful property, the southwestern tones, lots of space to sit and relax. You don't have to stay in your room all day if you don't want to. You can lounge in the lobby, lounge around the beautiful outdoor pool and whirlpool.
The East Valley's largest pool kind of has a nice tropical setting to it, surrounded by lush sort of a tropical type of environment. Again, lends itself to sitting around on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, sipping a toddy, to having a corporate retreat with a steel drum band. So it's a flexible space, and we take advantage of it whenever possible.
I love sitting out there and reading a magazine, reading a book. I also left my sliding door, my balcony open during the day when I was having a nap, so I could hear the waterfall dripping into the pool, and that was very soothing and relaxing.
Absolutely. Like you mentioned, also, it's, proximity-wise, the hotel is located right off the 60 freeway. So, we're a short jaunt from just about anywhere you would want to get to in the Valley of the Sun. So it's a great location, not just for the leisure side, but also from a corporate standpoint. So that certainly benefits us in the long term.
Well, that's one thing that I have found in my trips to the Phoenix area, is it is a very easy area to get around, and I really start to know it like the back of my hand by now, of 8 visits over so many years. But you really are in the center of everything, and the East Valley where you are is sort of the happening place. Very safe, very easy to get around, wide roads, well-marked roads, and don't have to go more than a block or two before you find every imaginable restaurant, cuisine, shopping. Beautiful.
I lost you a little bit there, Stephen.
Well, the proximity to all of those restaurants and the shopping, no matter where you go in the area, you're centrally located at the Holiday Inn, because I found that I didn't have to go far to dine or to shop.
No, not at all. In fact, sort of coincidentally, we have a large group, tour group, out of Canada, of all places, that's visiting and has been with us for quite a while now. It's about close to 100 people, and these are typically senior folks. And I got to tell you, they have been motoring around everywhere. And again, we're not that far from just about anything you want to get to, and they have just loved it. And I think differentiating ourselves from a lot of other Holiday Inns, we're a little bit more of a destination in that, we've got a fabulous restaurant and bar, and phenomenal cuisine. We've got an incredibly talented, experienced executive chef who puts out food I don't think you would typically find in a kind of a middle-tier hotel. So that's another great amenity of your hotel.
The breakfast was really a great way to start the day. Many of your corporate rates include breakfast with the plan, and the breakfast was so filling. It was cooked to order, and boy, I didn't need lunch after that. It really hit the spot.
I got to tell you, it's one of the tough parts of being a hotel general manager is having to walk through that darn kitchen and smelling the bacon coming off the racks, or taking a look at whatever daily special the chef is putting together today. He's a very creative guy. He has training not just in classical French cuisine, but he also has training in Asian cuisine, Cajun cuisine. I like to lend myself for experimental purposes whenever possible, just because I'd hate to unleash anything on the public, so I offer my own safety to taste anything coming out of Michael's kitchen.
Well, you need an official taste tester, right?
Yeah, I could have filled that role in an ancient court, I guarantee you. I've been happy to.
Sorry,
let me check that vegetable stew.
It's not good for you. I got to have the whole thing. Sorry.
And the money that was spent as well, going onto the rooms, this is, again, not your typical 20 or 30 years ago what you'd expect to see in a Holiday Inn. This is really, really comfortable, relaxing, and upscale.
I would agree with you 100%, Stephen, and I think the other thing, and also that helps to push across the point, is we are officially a relaunched hotel with Intercontinental Hotels Group. So, we have the brand new modern-looking signage. We have the new hallmark items, such as the new hard and soft pillow choices in the guest rooms. We also have the new bed, or the Bath and Body Works amenities that our guests just love.
That's one of the things I've been noticing lately is IHG has been typically very, very proactive, and you see an awful lot of movement there. I mean, being a person myself who I've logged over 200 nights in a hotel last year. So
we like you.
Yeah. So and typically, you know, there are the different chains, but I've seen some amazing leaps forward by IHG, you know, with all the different kind of property classes and so on. So it's really nice to see. I mean, particularly a venerable brand like Holiday Inn, was so well known. So, you know, is one of these things you can depend on, you can count on, to see something fresh, and you go there and it's like, wow, this is new, this is terrific, and yes, I'm going to take over the kitchen next time I'm there.
That invitation's always open. One of the
I will
the
take key, you up on that.
One of the key messages they had given us when they even made old crusty old general managers like me go through a week long of training called Stay Real training. I'd like to talk about that in a second also. But one of the key messages they had gave us was you know, when Holiday Inn really wanted to look in and try to reinvent itself, they said it was kind of like thinking back on your grandfather, and it was saying, well, boy, he really used to be cool, but now he's just kind of old.
Well, that's like me.
I looked in the mirror this morning, and unfortunately, there's skin where there used to be hair. But it's kind of the same way. I think that, you know, Holiday Inn was known for so many years as the first and as a groundbreaking type of chain. But I think they allowed it to catch up with them a little bit, and they hadn't taken any of those special leaps forward. I think the relaunch pretty much brings that into light, and you can see a huge difference in Holiday Inns.
I've seen it all over the place, and the other thing is it's a new attitude I've seen. I mean, we've interviewed many, many hotel properties in the IHG chain right here on Travel World, and we've noticed a fresh, vibrant new approach to things that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And in fact, even myself interviewing other chains and stuff, I've noticed that, wow, you know, before maybe Holiday Inn was, you know, resting on its laurels perhaps in the past. And the other chains came along and said, you know, we're going to make some, you know, what we call disruptive technology changes, and we're going to come along and we're going to really give them a run for their money. And IHG has stood up, taken notice, and they really come and say, you know what, we're going to let them know who's the boss on the block. And they've come along and really done an amazing job of it. So, you know, hats off to IHG. And even myself. Now, if it makes you feel any better, my kid walked in one day, said, what's that old people's music? And I said it was Hendrix, so... There's a little reality check for you.
Well, I think I would agree with your take there exactly. And one of the things that they rolled out to really streamline the whole process and to create a sense of consistency throughout the chains was the Stay Real program. And Stay Real basically is a 5-week module that every single employee at the hotel goes through. So this is not just some frontline folks like our front desk people or maybe our food and beverage people, but literally from room attendants to the house people to our engineers, the kitchen folks. And it's probably one of the best tailored training programs that I've ever been exposed to, and I've been around forever, and I've not seen the professionalism of the training staff, the quality of the materials, and again, part of the program, it's a train-the-trainer type of program,
yeah.
So, you know, we were plucked, and of course, they forced us to go to Las Vegas for a week of training.
Oh,
you know,
oh.
What a horrible
twist
place
my arm.
Been.
Yes, how dare they?
I think I'm still paying that trip off. But, it was fabulous. I mean, it was just eye-opening type of stuff. And again, I'm a firm believer, and not only am I just old school, but I'm a firm believer in getting back to basics. And that's what this is about. And it's getting the staff motivated, and it's getting the staff to really do a couple things. Number one, to establish a much better relationship with their supervisor or manager, because I think that's where a lot of things fall between the cracks, so to speak. And most importantly, it's trying to establish a relationship between each and every one of our employees and every possible guest. You know, the old adage, every guest, every time, has been around for a long time. I've been a firm believer in that for many, many years. But this takes it to another level and just tries to get the employee to understand the impact that they have on an individual guest stay and really what makes us different from anybody else. It's not the mortar and bricks, and even though we've got beautiful mortar and bricks, it's the people inside that make the lasting memories.
Well, that can make all the difference in the world, and I can speak from personal experience at various different properties. In one particular chain that comes to mind, you know, there's such a variation in quality, and it's always about the people. I've stayed at places which can be described as 4-star or better, and I've been disappointed, and I've stayed at places which are 2-star or below, and I've been impressed. It's not just bringing expectations in line with reality, but the big, big thing is the people who make all the difference. I was staying up in Agoura Hills in California at one point with one particular property. Now, you know, granted, California is not necessarily known for its huge rainfall, but I was there during the time when they had that water spout right off of LAX Airport. And this place just learned at the time that they had a leaky roof. Now, a leaky roof is a pretty major thing, and you can get a lot of customers pretty upset. But I will tell you this, that particular hotel property, the people were not just thoroughly professional. They handled it in such an amazing manner. And this is why I agree with you totally. It's always all about the people. And it comes from the top down. I mean, I stayed at one particular property, a venerable property, been there. I mean, I personally stayed there 6 or 7 times in a matter of 2 months. So they think they would know that I was a repeat customer, and yet there was a little thing that went wrong, and the way it was handled at the front desk was the kind of thing where you could tell she wanted to do something, but they had this policy handed down by a general manager who obviously didn't care, and, you know, sir, I'd love to help you, but it's my job if I do what I think is the right thing to do. Consequently, it was handled in one of these pass-the-buck kind of things, and you know what? I will never stay at that property again. They should be ashamed to wear the badge of the hotel chain, and it is a major one that they even have. What a stark change. And this is supposed to be a higher class property than the one I stayed at in California. So when you say at, you know, IHG now that it's a new, fresh approach, letting the people know, it's also empowering the employees, because if they can actually take a guest who may be upset, turn them around, and suddenly they're happy, I mean, that's the best advertising you can ever have. I stayed at that property, man, were those people good. It doesn't even matter what the class of the property was, because you want people to stay there. I mean, yes, you got to have all the mechanical things down, right? You know, the internet's got to be there, and the bed's got to be comfortable, and the food's got to be, you know, edible, and if you've gone beyond that, you've really exceeded people's expectations. So, yeah, I'm fully behind you there, and I really recognize what Holiday Inn has been doing lately.
It's impressive. I mean, you know, my wife and I are both long-term hotel people, and one of the few perks in the hospitality industry is you have an opportunity to stay in an awful lot of hotels in your life.
But oh, yeah.
Certainly the folks I'm talking to here know what that's like, but we probably have a slightly, just like you guys do, we have a discerning eye about stuff, but we have an opportunity to stay in a lot of different places, but we go back to some of the same places because of the service levels we've had, because of the experience we've had from the employee interaction. So that's my whole thing. It's every single time you have an opportunity to make some kind of an impact on a guest, make the impact. I have a little bit of a reputation for being somewhat of a piranha in my lobby because I love to see a guest who has the slightest question look on his face. I hop on those people in a second. So, I mean, I try to lead by example from that standpoint and let people know, hey, they're here. They don't know where they're at. They're not at home. Make them feel at home.
Putting the hospitality back into the hospitality business.
I tell you, that message was lost a long time ago, and it was probably some GM that messed up the industry, I suppose. But we don't work in rocket science. You know, all it's about is welcoming somebody to your home, basically, and, you know, trying to take care of all the needs, try to anticipate their needs as much as possible, deal with them like human beings, you know, express appreciation for their business, ask them to come back and see you again. Gosh, I don't know. It's pretty simple stuff. I think my parents taught me that when I was about 5.
It's not rocket science, and it's any industry. I mean, my father worked in the technology industry, and the big thing he told me long when I was young, he says, you know what, machines come and go. But if you take care of people and they recognize that you actually care about their needs and concerns, no matter how small, they'll remember you and you'll have customers for life.
I would agree. And, you know, we work in a you know, the Valley of the Sun is, I think, we're the 5th or 6th largest city in the nation now. And then, of course, Mesa is now the 17th largest city in the nation. Most folks back east have never heard of someplace called Mesa, but it's a very tight-knit community. And I think one of the things that this hotel also had not taken care of was being a member of the community, getting involved with the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors and Conventions Bureau. You know, we can't operate on an island, and especially in the tough times we've gone through. And again, that's another good push we get from our management company, Rim Hospitality out of California. They're a big believer in getting involved, and I love their mantra of own your backyard. And so many people lose sight of the fact that, you know, I got to this hotel just about a year ago, and we're across the street from a Home Depot. Well, okay, maybe it's nothing sexy about a Home Depot, but last time I checked, they probably have 187 employees who dine, who drink, who have families that have social occasions and get married and bat mitzvahs and things like that. So, you know, I love, again, that return to basics and just welcoming a guest. Do everything you possibly can. Get involved in your community. Let the community know that you're out there, that you're willing to do a lot of things for them. Because sometimes people just need a forum to hold a particular meeting. Well, what does it cost me to give a good cause a particular amount of meeting space, knowing that I'm establishing some goodwill in the neighborhood? And again, I think we've already begun to see some good benefits. We saw a nice uptick of business in January. And I honestly believe, not just because of the fact that my wonderful ownership spent a lot of money on the hotel, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact the folks who stayed at my hotel want to come back and stay there because they think they're comfortable there. And
I think listening to yourself, we've interviewed an awful lot of people in the last 20 years of Travel World, where I can easily hear it in your voice that if that translates into how the employees feel when they're working at your property, that the customers are definitely going to want to come back because they're going to remember such a great place. I totally agree. I want to thank you for your time here on Travel World today. We hope soon to see you.
Yeah, we're talking to David Krogan, General Manager, Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites. It's at 1600 South Country Club Drive in Mesa, Arizona. Phone number 480-964-7000. Toll free for reservations through the Holiday Inn chain at 1-800-HOLIDAY or holiday-inn.com. The winner of the Intercontinental Hotel Group 2009 Renovation of the Year Award, a fixture in the community in Mesa and the East Valley of the Valley of the Sun for many, many years, and now under the management of Rim Hospitality, putting more back into the community, putting money into the property, and bigger and better than ever. Thank you once again, David, for your hospitality on my recent visit. I can truly, truly recommend to all our listeners the Holiday Inn Mesa, Arizona.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time on Travel World.
Thank you.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio, via satellite.